Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the special City Council meeting on December 8th, 2010. We will begin our meeting, as usual, with a moment of silence. Thank you. Let the record show that all council members are present. And Mr. Schultz, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'm just going to tell everybody how we're going to run this tonight because it's a special meeting and special agenda and everything else. We're going to have a regular business meeting for this council. We have three things on the agenda. We're going to get through them as quickly as possible. After that, we will take our little name tags and get our plaques, and then we're going to pose for pictures with the old and new council coming in and also with this council and staff department heads. So that'll take a little bit of time in between, and then you'll have your new council sworn in, and they will come up and make their comments, and then we all go home. So we'll try and get through the business part of it as quickly as possible and get to the fun part. So comments. Betty, anything you want to say? We'll have our final comments later. Anything? Announcements? No? Noah? Yeah.
I did have a couple quick comments. Thanks for the opportunity. And one is just, I have to say it, North Main Street's looking great, and really wanted to extend our appreciation to Mr. Livick and your department for putting that together and finding a way to incorporate local contractors. We all appreciate that, and it's been really fun to watch that take place. So thanks again for that. And I think I'll reserve my other comments for when we're making our closing.
Okay. Yeah. Carla, any announcements? Okay. All right. This is time for public comments. There's a lot of you, so if a lot of you want to speak, I would hope that you would make your comments brief and to the point and only on topic for this evening, please. David?
Good evening, David Weissman, Morro Bay. I guess this is on topic if the council changes tonight. I'd heard this might be my last opportunity to address Betty Winholtz as a council member, and I wanted to take that time to make a comment and thank her for her years of service to the community. For even in my term on the Promotions Committee, with far less responsibility than yours, I came to realize the enormous burden of having to read, review, comprehend this extraordinary amounts of information on which so many public decisions depend. So I can appreciate the work that must go into this on a citywide level. And one of the things I always depended upon and was grateful for was the knowledge that when such a situation arose and came before the City Council, I could always be sure that Betty had indeed read the material, read it with extreme diligence, the due diligence that a functioning democracy relies on, and nothing less. Perhaps this was a result of her background, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but as a Midwestern prairie populist, in the truest sense of the word, something akin to a cross between, say, Will Rogers and Woody Guthrie, you know, those men of the people who could reflect and feel for and of the people and yet never talk down to them, that's what I sensed. And with that populism comes a type of leadership, a leadership that leads through education, a leader that takes the time to educate herself and in doing so helps to educate the community at large. It's a leadership that simply doesn't pound an open fist on a pile of documents and say, well, this looked good to me, so I'm for it. No, what Betty did is the kind of leadership that says, this report looks pretty good, but what's this contradictory statement on page 239? For like any good teacher, she knows that it's never what the teacher tells the students. It's not what's written on the blackboard. Students in that kind of classroom, they come away with some facts, but not the skills for learning. No, like any good teacher, she knows the most important thing is to give the students, and alternatively, in her public role on the council, the citizens, the tools they need to learn to ask the questions of the processes and projects that will impact their lives. simply said, this is a leadership not of edict, but of inquiry. Now, naysayers might complain that all these questions, they get in the way and slow progress down. Well, perhaps. But in retrospect, for example, don't you think the residents of lots of small coastal towns decimated along the Gulf of Mexico now might wish that perhaps their elected officials had maybe asked a few more questions when they all gave a big high five and a gung-ho green light to all that offshore drilling? It seems like all of them have questions now. So thank you, Betty, for your encouragement of process and openness and transparency of something I believe my Quaker friends refer to as reciprocal pedagogy. Well, I'd love to stay longer, and I have to run, but I've got to prepare for a conference call with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and I got to say, I've got nothing to say to them, but I'm sure I'll have questions. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I know a lot of people aren't familiar with the setup here because you're not here all the time, but if you do want to speak, please get me in the chairs over here, and that way we have an orderly progression of speakers. But that's okay. Patricia, come ahead. It's okay. I was just telling other people.
Good evening, Mayor Peters and members of the council. My name is Patricia Wilmore, and I'm here tonight on behalf of Pacific Gas and Electric Company. And I wanted to address item 7, which is a resolution declaring concerns regarding the installation of smart meters. And let me tell you, the last thing I want to be is disorderly, so I apologize if I did that. Your city attorney has well outlined in your staff report the mandates that exist for us to convert to new digital technologies, including smart meters. And this is getting us away from what has been 1960s-era technology into the technology that we need in order to have a smart grid. And what does the smart grid do? It furthers Californians and the rest of the nations on the whole environmental responsibility, sustainability, and conservation. Now, how does it do this? With the installation of the smart meter, the customer can review their hourly energy usage. And it has been found that this can actually reduce your electricity bill by from 4 to 12%. So it gives the customer greater control over their energy usage, hopefully leading to conservation. Also, when we bring the smart meters to a community, we have found, and an independent structure report issued by the CPUC said, that the billing and accuracy were excellent, but what was not so excellent was PG&E's customer outreach on this matter. And so we have learned by experience. And what we are doing now is that within about 6 weeks prior to deployment in a city or an area, and Morro Bay is scheduled for installation of these meters next May 2011, we will come into the community and we will hold answer centers in well-traveled areas such as your community center, and we will be sending letters to residents. We will also have open houses with all the details about smart meters. We also have a dedicated answer line on the subject that people can call, and I want to read that number so that the public knows it. It's 866-743-0263. As regards concerns people have expressed on radio frequency or privacy matters, I would suggest the best thing to do is to go online to pge.com/smartmeter. I don't have time tonight to go into all the reasons why this is a very safe and secure technology, but I would urge you to look there. Also, I promise you that we'll be meeting individually with you. And tonight I have brought these welcome kits, 50 of them, which I will give to your city manager and could be made available to the public at any venue that she feels they could access them. So again, our pledge to you is to be very open with information and answer questions, particularly as we get closer to deployment in your city. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening, Council and public. My name is Judy Vick. I'm here to urge your Council to establish a temporary moratorium on the installation of smart meters by PG&E. More than 22 cities and 3 counties in California have launched formal objections to the mandatory deployment of smart meters due to complaints of significant overbilling, health hazards from EMF exposure, interference with household electronics, privacy and security risks, and fire hazards. On November 18th, the California Public Utilities Commission, Division of Ratepayer Advocates, called for an investigation into the alleged public health hazards with PG&E smart meters. The announcement read, "Unless the public's concerns can be put to rest, there is a very great risk that PG&E's smart meter deployment will turn out to be a $2.2 billion mistake ratepayers can ill afford." On the same day, a high-profile event in San Francisco, which is the home to PG&E's corporate headquarters, brought together leading scientists from around the world to highlight the latest research on the public health impacts of wireless technologies, including smart meters. A day later, the CPUC announced an investigation into consumer complaints of smart meter installations, and PG&E offered the possibility of offering customers alternatives to the smart meters. On December 6th, Assemblyman Jared Huffman announced he is introducing a bill that will require the CPUC to allow customers to opt out of PG&E smart meter program. Assembly Bill 37 would also require utilities to provide a wired alternative to the wireless meter. PG&E has said in recent weeks that it is considering a wired alternative. The bill next goes to the Assembly Utilities and Commerce Committee in early spring. From there, it could move out of the committee for a vote. Assemblyman Huffman said he has not only received positive input from his colleagues, but also from the CPUC. He said the commission was receptive to working with the legislature on an appropriate opt-out option. "I'm here tonight to urge you to establish a temporary moratorium until the opt-out option is available. I would also encourage you to call the PG&E smart meter line and make a personal request. If you prefer not to have a smart meter installed on your home, ask for it to be delayed. And again, the PG&E smart meter number is 866-743-0263. For residents of your city and those listening, if they're interested in more information about this issue, there's a wealth of information on a website called emfsafetynetwork.org. Again, that's emfsafetynetwork.org. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, now we're going to go in line from over here. Thanks for being patient, Jeremiah.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, City Council members, city staff, and police, harbor, and fire departments. My name is Jeremiah O'Brien, president of the Morro Bay Commercial Fishermen's Organization. Just wanted to take a minute to say thank you very much to all of the city council members and the mayor for your continued support and all the support that you have been, particularly for those leaving the chairs up forward here. Thank you very much for all the support you've been throughout the time you've been here. And we sure appreciate the help. It's been invaluable to us. And I just want to say, Janice, throughout the years that you've been here, besides working hard and always consulting with the organization and the issues that were coming up, we're a very good friend to the commercial fishing industry here. And thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you all around town. And wish you very well, and looking forward to all of the new people sitting up here, and hope that we'll get the continued support that we've had in the past. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Melody DeMerritt. I'm a resident of Morro Bay, and I would just say that I'm reminded of a line in Poisonwood Bible by the great author Barbara Kingsolver, when the missionary is talking to an African chieftain about democracy. And as he explains it, he says, 50% plus one vote, that's democracy. And the Indian, or the African chieftain, looked back at him and said, but what do you do with all the other people who are now so unhappy? And that's what Morro Bay is, basically. It's kind of this half and half. So now we've got the other half sitting in the audience, and the other half is sitting at home grumbling, probably, and that's democracy. I will say this in goodbyes to Rick Grantham, first of all. I meant to call you, Rick, several times after the primary. I know how it felt, and I know how it must feel by now. You're experiencing the freedom the absolute freedom that comes afterwards. It's good, Rick. You'll like it. I would also say to you, Mayor Peters, that I probably disagree with you on several things. But I would say that when we were both elected to council, I was really grateful that I would serve with you and not with Mr. Yates. To Betty Winholtz, you've been an absolute friend to me for years. I get very sad at the loss of you as a public servant in this town. I know inside out what we all do on council, and that Betty Winholtz did it at 150% all the time. I know that her first and middle name is Service. She serves the elderly in this town. She serves people who need their dog walked. She serves people who need to have them taken to the laundromat. I mean, she serves me when I need my cats taken care of. She served me when I was on council because I couldn't pay attention to the details because I was always concerned about the future, about 10 years from now. And Betty would always bring me back to the details, the terms of the leases down on the Embarcadero, and said, Melody, you have to do this, you have to do that. And as much as we were friends, we would fight all the time about some issues. I know that, and people should know that. No, I'm not happy about the new council, and I think when you get to a 4-1 position that a lot of things won't get discussed well. A lot of things will
that we had the smart meters installed in our town over the summer, and I know as a result of them, everybody in our area has been greatly affected by a huge spike in our cost. And I would warn you to really look at what has happened in other cities before you proceed with this. I know that Visalia had a huge problem with them when they went in over there. So I would look to them before you make a decision on this and see what happened there, because I know that they needed political intervention with some of their problems, and I know that their congressman actually had to intervene. For an example, our July bill went from $200. Our bill had never been above $200. It usually in the summer goes about $189, and it was $410. And our August bill was a little bit over that. So in the matter of 2 months, we had $800 in electric bills. And they do the tier system. And the tier system doesn't work for the consumer. It works for PG&E. And I heard her speak about conservation. And I'm sure conservation is on their list. But PG&E is a for-profit organization. And their number one concern is profit. And I'm sure that that's what they're concerned about. And, you know, profit is what they're driven by. And that's what they do. And so I really urge you to think about it before you act. Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening, Madam Mayor and Council members. My name is Kathy Novak. Serving on the council can be a gratifying experience, and it's all about community service because you certainly are not compensated for all the hours that you spend at meetings, dealing with the staff and the public. I'd like to take just a minute this evening tonight to address each one of you that are leaving. Betty, we haven't always agreed on topics, but nonetheless, I'd like to thank you for your service to the city. While you're stepping down as a city council member, you still will serve a valuable role in this community as tutoring the youth. I've not been a part of that, but I've heard many people mention how grateful they are for your service, so please keep it up. Rick, you are involved in many community events outside the city council, like Rotary, the Friends of the Police Department, and so on. You have worked hard over the past 4 years to understand all the issues and done your best to guide this community into the future. You will be missed, but I know that you will continue to help from the sidelines. Janice, it seems hard that it was 14 years ago on a night like this that you sat quietly in the back and patiently in the back of the room while the council deliberated on appointing you for a new city council position. Since I really can't figure out where to start because there's so much, I think I'll have to skip the list because I don't really want to miss anything. However, I would like to say that you have truly taken all your responsibilities to heart and always tried to put your best effort forward. You will be missed, but I know, again, that you will be around town just like always. As the three of you step down tonight, please take with you the thought that the community appreciates all your time and efforts and that you've put in to serve our community. My best wishes to all that are leaving, the ones that are remaining, and the new members coming in tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ken Vestervelde, resident of Morro Bay. I'd just like to reiterate and thank everybody. Thank you to you and to thank to all the citizens who came out and voted. Please do it again. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Reach.
Hello, Mayor Peters. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. Corey Raftery on behalf of Pacific Gas and Electric Company. Just wanted to clarify a couple points. The first point being that at Pacific Gas and Electric Company, we have no financial motivation when someone has a high bill. As you know, our rates are decoupled in the state of California. So our business model doesn't allow us to make money off of people's bills. We have a rate of return that we are guaranteed through a rate case at the CPUC. So that process is a little bit different, and we certainly should do a better job of reaching out to that woman and finding out why her bill went up so much. But the other point of clarification was that the CPUC just this week decided in a ruling that it would not allow a moratorium, that it did not feel it was in the best interest of the state of California to have a moratorium on smart meters. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, members of the council. My name is John Barta. It seems like it was about 16 years ago, so, Madam Mayor, when we served on the Planning Commission together, and you were appointed to the council, and you've been working all these years. I worked a little bit less than you did. You had a little something to do with that, but that's okay. I want to tell you that as time passes, you will realize just how much work you put in. We've all seen it from the sidelines, and you've experienced it firsthand, I know, but you're going to see that there's a big relief coming down the road, and you'll be able to enjoy yourself with a little less structure than you've had. So congratulations on your transition out of here. Rick, you know, you took a shot for the center seat, and it didn't quite work out, but you've been working very hard, and I know your heart's always been with the community at all times. Betty, you worked very hard to get on the council. You worked for three times before you got on the council. You came in by a very narrow margin. I mean, that is how democracy works. We fight very hard, and 50% plus one gets the job done. You received that 50% plus one, and you've served for 8 years. And I know that you've served in what you believe is the best interest of the community. Nobody can take that away from you, and I thank you for that service. I know that we have a new council coming in, and I know the members of that new council, and I know that they're going to be interested in serving everybody, not just the 50% plus one. They're going to do the best they can for the city. They're going to have their disagreements, and we're going to have our disagreements with them. But I know that's where they're headed, and so I want to thank them in advance for their service, and thank you all for your service. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else? All right. We'll bring it back to council. All right. Our next order of business is approval of the minutes for the regular City Council meeting of November 8th, 2010. Noah, you said you wanted to ask something.
Yeah, I would like to make a comment on page 9 regarding the transit, and the item was for MV transportation. And here in the motion, under the third point, it transitions from direction to staff to council, and so I made that.
All right. Next item is a resolution of the City Council, the City of Morro Bay, California, reciting the fact of the general municipal election held in the City of Morro Bay on the second day of November 2010, declaring the results thereof and such other matters as are provided by law. I will read the results of the election. The City Council does declare and determine that William Yates was elected as mayor of said city for the full term of 2 years. Nancy Johnson was elected as council member of said city for a full term of 4 years. And George League was elected as council member of said city for a full term of 4 years. And with that, I will move approval unless anyone has a comment.
Comment? Well, congratulations to them, and move for approval.
Okay, I moved. Are you seconding?
Oh, second then.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. All right. Now, this is our one business item, and why we have this on this special meeting is because three members of this council had expressed concern on this and asked that it be put on the agenda. So even though it is our last, it's perhaps our last hurrah. This is approval of Resolution 63-10, declaring concerns regarding the installation of PG&E smart meters in Morro Bay. And Rob had the staff report.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm going to be very brief. I think the public knows this issue pretty well, and also because of the fact of special meeting and the circumstances. Basically, this is funny because three members of the council did want this to be heard before leaving the council, so I got it on for this tonight's. It's important, though, that to realize that the California Public Utilities Commission is the agency charged with regulating utility companies in California, including the activities of PG&E. As a local government, the city does not have any direct regulatory control over PG&E or any other utility companies. We've dealt with this issue similarly with the power plant and with the California Energy Commission. It's that same way. We have limited or no authority in that regards. But I have prepared for you a resolution. It is not a moratorium. It is not a ban. It is not an ordinance. Only one city has done it by ordinance that I am aware of, and that's Fairfax. And they are in all sorts of issues and enforcement and using resources that are well beyond our capabilities. So it is a resolution. What it does do is it urges PG&E, one, to not install smart meters for a 180-day period. I picked that. Many other cities have done a 90-day period, so you certainly could change that period of time. But it urges them not to install the meters until they do an outreach program. The language I use is to provide a mechanism and form for local residents to voice their position for or against smart meters. So it's really an outreach educational program that we believe needs to be done here. And then the other item, it also urges PG&E to modify the smart meter program to allow individuals to opt in or to opt out of that program. And I believe you heard the representatives from PG&E say that they are looking into that, providing wire meters as opposed to wireless and some other issues. But it basically urges them not to install them for a period of time, but and we would.
And health-wise, loss of jobs, privacy issues, and those are the four main issues that other cities have also raised and have been addressed by their residents to them as well. So, one of the things that I would like to do in light of the bill that was introduced on Monday, just 2 days ago, is change in our resolution number one, where it says the City of Morro Bay urges PG&E not to install. And then after that comma, where it says for a period of not less than 180 days, that phrase be replaced with until AB 37 is addressed by the state legislature. Since it sounds like it won't be until almost 180 days out anyway, if we could hook it to that, then we'll have some information on how the state's actually going to deal with this, and it would influence what would happen in our town. So I'd like to make that substitute if there's a second for that. But just in support of that, I would say that I got offline from a consumer organization in San Francisco called Turn. They have these flyers that you can put on your meter. And in other communities, PG&E has honored these and not removed those until either at the end of the day or waited and not hasn't even changed them out yet. I have a number of those. If people would like one to put on their meter, or you can get your own off online, but those are available. And I understand that this is strictly a symbolic gesture, but I think it's an important symbolic gesture to speak to this powerful company about the effects it could have on us.
Okay, Rick?
Well, I think their education program that they're going to present to the public, The 180 days, they're not going to be finished with that anyway by then, so that's kind of a moot point. Number three seems it might be kind of a hardship on the company. I'd like to know if it would be or not. But there's a lot of good things about the smart meters, and we're applying new applications to our energy grids and systems all the time. It's a good way for, I mean, the privacy thing, PG&E wrote me a bill a month ago, and they said, well, in your house, you have 3 refrigerators, a hot tub, and so many lamps, and it was bizarre. I thought, God, how'd they know that? So, you know, they already know how much you're using and what you're doing, so I think that's also kind of a moot point, but I see more benefits than drawbacks to the smart meters.
Okay, Noah?
Thank you. I have a question regarding Ms. Windholtz's suggestion with the language for AB 37. And my question would be, if we were to incorporate that language, if AB 37 doesn't make it to the state legislature, then it becomes, I don't think we're being very clear with the resolution. That'd be my concern there.
Okay. I chose the word addressed because they can either approve it or not approve it. And so until they choose to approve it or not approve it, since it is in committee at this point, then it is being initially looked at. And so they have to do something with it. It could fall out before then. And so that's why I didn't put a date on it.
Okay.
Does that clarify?
I think so. I just wanted to, you know, speak to that, just to make sure that you had thought of that.
Okay. Were you wanting to postpone it beyond even if it doesn't pass?
No, I think with AB 37 and the 180 days on how privacy is managed, but in response to Mr. Grantham's comments, it's more about what PG&E would do with that information, not whether they have it. We acknowledge that they'll have that information, but just to make sure that it's clearly written out that that information won't be utilized beyond PG&E's control. And I assume that that's going to happen. I know it will, but I think it's an important part of this message that we're sending. So the fourth point is the City Council of Morro Bay urges PG&E to incorporate strict privacy protections for smart meter customer data. That's likely going to happen, and in many cases PG&E has said that it will, but I think it's just part of the message. Mm-hmm. Besides that, I'm very comfortable with this as it's written, and I hope we will approve it.
Carla? No comment? Okay. As far as the wording on number one, how about if we said the City of Morro Bay urges PG&E not to install for a period of not less than 180 days or until AB 837 is addressed by the legislature?
Yes, that makes sense.
So that way we've got either way.
That's
if
great.
If it does fall out and nothing happens, we've
right.
got the 180
right.
days.
And if it does, then our residents have the option then to go for the wire.
Right.
Whereas if they get it put in ahead of time, then that option is right. more work, probably more costly.
Okay.
Thank you.
And how does the rest of the council feel about NOAA's addition?
That's fine for me.
Okay. I'm getting the idea there's going to be a 3-2 vote. okay. I think most of you know I'm not one that jumps on a fearmonger wagon at all. However, in this case, I've done some research myself, and it is distressing. I am a little concerned about what this means, what it can mean for privacy issues, for costs, for usage. To say, okay, they want to reduce usage, that's fine, but the way they're going to reduce it is by only allowing us to use certain appliances at certain times. So it's going to maybe cost more for you to use your washing machine during the day, but if you work during the night and have no other choice, you know, there's a lot of issues. I would suggest, if anyone is interested in seeing a presentation on this, that you Google Rob States, STATES, and smart meters, either direction, and look at his presentation to the Tesla meeting on October 10th of this year in San Francisco. It's about a half an hour YouTube presentation, and it's very eye-opening. So I am in favor of doing this. I'm in favor of the changes in wording that have been discussed. So would one of you like to make the motion?
I move approval of the resolution with the two changes, a phrase added to statement number one and the addition of number four.
Do I hear a second?
I will second that.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay, 3-2 with Grantham and Borchert opposed. Okay, that concludes our business meeting. So now we get to the fun stuff. Comments by current council members who are going to be, well, we'll do the ones that are staying first. We'll let you talk first, and then the ones that are leaving will talk, okay? Carla, any comments at this point?
Well, it's definitely going to be a change up.
Rick said, stick with me, and everything's just going to be all right.
I said, vote the way I do, and you'll
be okay. Oh, vote the way I do, and everything's going to be all right. And I didn't quite honor that completely, but I think we've stuck together in a way of, as a council and a community, we've gone through some really tough years, and I don't think those years are over with, but I think as a council and working with members of the community and our staff, we've done a really good job of transitioning and making some tough decisions that have set us up in a way that I think is going to lead us towards a stable future. And our next council is going to have to continue that work. But I've been most impressed with all of your work ethics. It's been really just admirable to see how each of you has expressed your time and your passion for the community. And that's been obvious. And I think as a strength, we all have somewhat different interests and areas of interest, and I think as a council we've been very effective that way. And a couple of the key things that I think we've done admirable work on is with the financial picture. Obviously, our city and the state and the world right now is going through major changes financially, and we have made some key adjustments. And most recently, I think the fire department and the union deserve some recognition, because with our leadership and support, our negotiating team has implemented the first stage of two-tier benefits, which we've acknowledged has been a real challenge for us and something we need to take care of. And thankfully, we were able to actually get the first round of that going, and the fire department really is to be congratulated for that, and the five of us for helping and supporting that change. So to me, that's a real key example of what financial adjustments we've had to make. I think the other key thing is we've gone through some transition with our department heads, and I really relied on you to help because you had the most experience with the different nuances of each department and the leaders that we had within the department that were ready to rise up. And as I look at those promotions and adjustments and what we accepted and what we asked for to be worked on further, I'm very happy with that. And I think we have a very stable crop of leaders that are now really taking the reins and doing excellent work. And I think it's really remarkable as to what you have been able to do over this last couple of years to bring that forward. So on behalf of myself, I'm going to miss you guys, and I'm looking forward to keeping your phone numbers at the top of the deck and being able to call you when I have questions or just, I know you've great ears out there, and so I think it's important that we stay in touch, and I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you. All right, and those of us who are departing.
I'd like to start my comments by giving tribute to John Baker, who died on Saturday. He was a former council member in the 90s. He was a husband, a father, a World War II vet. He owned an ice cream business in town, but first he was a fire department firefighter in chief. He was a member of the Episcopal Church, a community of faith. He was a tuba player in the German band and then the Whitecaps band. Council members, just a small statement towards each of you. I appreciate the physical constraint that Ms. Borchard exercised when she first came onto council and during that first year. I hope that she finds that again, because I feel like that wasn't completely exercised in this last year. I appreciate the energy and the research and sense of humor that Mr. Smuckler brought to our group, and I hope that he does not acquire blinders and stays too focused, but keeps a broad mind of interests. I want to express my appreciation for Ms. Peters' leadership, and I think she's done that in a fairly even-handed way with all of us. There have been times when I felt she could have been a little bit more supportive of us as individual council members, but overall we have done quite well. For Mr. Grantham, I believe I really appreciate the conviction that you brought to your deliberations when you would get passionate. And again, my respect for you did not dim until that last weekend before the election. To the members of city staff, I believe that 95% of you, from frontline to department heads, are just the hardest working, most helpful, and fair people. I believe and I hope that you understand the influence that you have, and I hope that you use it wisely and effectively. To the incoming council members, I want to give you three pieces of information that I learned over the last 8 years. And my first lesson came in the first year, and it's something that you've heard me probably say before, because I was invited to speak to the Embarcadero Business Forum, where they said, okay, Betty, you've been in there for a year, what have you learned? And I said, the first thing I learned is that the city council does not run the city, that the staff does. And they said, well, how can that be? And my example was, it's a matter of techniques. It's a matter of leadership. But one of the things that was used back then was, well, if you're not very specific about your motion, if you don't say it exactly right, then staff will take it literally as the letter of the law as opposed to the spirit of the law. And we've learned that, and I've tried to hone that skill to get exactly the wording that we've needed, and that's sometimes why I've been so particular. I think that technique was more commonly used in the early years when we had a different city manager, but I think that that has given way to a new technique, which is lobbying. And I believe that's something that seems to be happening more, where staff, particularly the city manager and the city attorney, actually lobbies individual council members to go in a certain direction. So for me, that's a little turned around. I prefer to see the council members, be at the lead in reverse, and maybe the new council will take that on. The second point that I would commend to the new council is that it is more important now than ever for the city to be on good terms with state and county agencies and to work cooperatively with other cities. That's where the money is, from the federal and state level, and if you're not working together, you're not going to get the money. Lastly, I would suggest to you that power is a very heady. If I prove to be wrong in my predictions, I would gladly eat crow, figuratively. First, I believe the Planning Commission will be fired. Second, I believe John Barta, who worked for Yates and League, will be appointed to the Planning Commission and will more likely become the chair. I believe that the new council will seek out to go only to secondary treatment for a new wastewater treatment plant and attempt to either postpone or get rid of the tertiary element. I believe that the tentative peace that has been forged between Yates and the city staff will fall apart within a year, and I would suggest that the RDA may be resurrected.
Okay, Rick?
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Everybody, quiet.
When Melody DeMeritt came up at public comment, and I really enjoyed working with Melody for a couple of years, very smart lady, and she said, boy, you're really going to enjoy your freedom. And I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, oh, God, aren't you glad this 4 years is over? No, I'm not. I'm going to miss it terribly, and I'm going to miss the staff and the people that I work with. And if I start feeling too sad, I'm going to put my Santa hat on, because it has little dreadlocks I can go like that with. A couple of people I want to thank. When I first came on the council, huge learning curve. Bill Pierce had been on council for like 10 years, and Bill was very genuinely generous with his time and knowledge and helped me accelerate the learning process. And I would like to be sure to thank Bill for that. I think that the new council will be successful. I certainly hope they will be successful. And I envy the people that could get to stay on and work with them. I'd also like to thank some of the folks in City Hall, Bonnie, Lori, Jamie, Dana, Susan, Andrea Luker, who I can count as a very good friend, as Rob Schultz and Bridget, Joe, all of you folks. And you have no idea how lucky you are to have the management people that you have in place. Tim Olivas, Mike Pond, can't get any better than that. It just doesn't get any better. I'd like to take a second.
We have a deal. If either one of us gets choked up, the other one pats him on the back or something.
I think it's time for my hat. There. I'd like to thank my wife, Claire, for going on this journey with me, and her involvement in community affairs certainly mirrors her dedication to the city, and she's made she's been a great sounding board for me. I get home with my agenda. She gives me a lot of advice. Some of it's even solicited.
All right. I started on the Planning Commission in 1990. And I've been going to a meeting every other Monday ever since then. So I really love this city, and I really love what I've been able to do for it. And if there's an incredible sense of pride in being the mayor of this city, not personal pride, pride in the city and what we are collectively, pride in our community volunteers, the Bird Festival, the 4th of July group, Morro Bay Beautiful, the seniors, the dog park group, the public art, the events, the chamber, the merchants association, all of that volunteer time and the businesses, the support, the generosity, the dedication of everyone in this community is just amazing. And it's what makes us work. So be proud of yourselves. I'm proud to be in the first city to have broadcast live council meetings. And I'm so happy that AGP has become nationally known for doing community meetings. I think that was really exciting to be the first, to be the leaders in that. I'm really proud of the co-op projects that we have engendered here. The Marine Interest Group, the co-op with the Nature Conservancy, with our trawl fishing, the NEP helping us with the derelict boat removal. These kind of partnerships are noticed everywhere. They're noticed in Sacramento. They're noticed in Washington, D.C. People talk about Morro Bay as being very forward-thinking in these kinds of cooperative projects. So that's something also we should be proud of and continue. I'm proud of the things accomplished during my tenure, certainly not alone. The roundabout, I will say I did stick my neck out on that a little bit more than anybody else, but I'm delighted to see it working. The Harbor Walk, the new fire department, the pending projects for a maritime and history museum, a boat haul out, a conference center. I'm still going to be supporting a conference center. We need that revenue. Parking, fine. I'd rather have to deal with a parking problem than empty stores. So I'm still going to be pushing that one. To staff, I want to thank all of you for your hard work, your positive attitude, and the fact that you adjust to changes in council every 2 years and have to go with the flow, and also dealing with our limited revenue sources. I really appreciate the hard work you've all been doing, and you do it positively. It's interesting, when you've been doing this as long as I have, you see cycles in personnel. And it just seems like the right person comes along at the right time when you really need that expertise. And then sometimes when that project's over, that person moves along again. And it's something that, because of my time, I've been able to see, and it's something all of you, I hope, will remember and appreciate, that a lot of that just happens naturally. You don't have to push it. You don't have to be angry about it. The right person comes, the right person goes. So be patient. Government works slowly. I want to thank, in particular, Rob for keeping us out of litigation and very sound advice, and Andrea for uniting departments in this city as never before. And I've been through 5 city managers, so I know whereof I speak. To all of you, our city is in good hands. Trust them. The county, I urge all of you to keep those relationships going, expand them even more. As Betty said, that's where the money is, and we need to work cooperatively to make sure that we're part of that. Oh, the other thing to the new council, follow the League and the Public CEO websites. They're excellent sources of what's going on in other places. Anybody can look them up. They're very good. You find out what's happening around the state and the nation. And be involved in the League of California Cities. They are what happened with Prop 22. They made that happen, that league, and it's become much more strong lately, and we are able to accomplish things as cities that we were not able to accomplish individually. Trust and communicate with your staff so they know what you want. They can't read your minds. Talk to them. Go see them. Visit with them. Even go out to lunch with them. You know, it really... It helps so much if they know what you're thinking and what your goals are. So please do that. To the community, public respect goes two ways. People have asked me, how do you sit there and take it when somebody's yelling at you from the podium? My philosophy is, if you have the strength of your convictions and the courage to come and express them here in front of everybody on TV, then I darn well better respect that and listen to you. I don't have to agree with you, but I'm going to respect and listen to you. However, it would be a lot easier to do that if you were stating your things respectfully. And I know 99% of you do. To the 1% that doesn't, sugar is a lot easier to take than vinegar. So you get a lot farther if you can express your views politely and positively. So please do that. Also, trust the people you elected to do their job. Somebody said it's 50... plus one, you know, 50% of the vote plus one. Please look at what's happening in Washington and look at what's happening in Sacramento, where it's gridlock because people won't work together after an election. Please don't let that happen here. Those of you whose candidate didn't win, work with the people who did. Cooperate. Do the good thing. Find something that you have in common. There must be some projects that you all would agree on. Work together on them. Don't work against each other. That's just, it's pointless, and it only impedes progress. To supporters, I'm going to name one person, Kathy Novak, because I still remember the day when she called me. I was sitting at my desk in the law office, and she said, would you consider being appointed to the city council? I want another woman up there. And it took me totally by surprise. I'd been on the planning commission for 6 years, but I really hadn't thought about it. And I was so flattered and so flabbergasted, but I did say yes. And I'm very grateful to you, Kathy, for getting me on this road. I remember that night my dad was with me and how exciting that was. And I want to thank my parents. Okay, here's where I'm going to get weepy. I got to stop. My mom, who watches every single meeting, gavel to gavel, she's watching right now. Thanks, Mom. I love you. That's amazing to me. I also want to thank the people who come up to me in the grocery store, total strangers, and say, I'm sorry, I don't want to bother you, but could I just thank you for what you do for the city? It's a part of me. I love all the people I've met here. Now, last words. And these words are said all the time, but I couldn't think of any others that would say what I mean. And that's that it has been an honor and a pleasure to serve as your mayor. And I thank you so much for the privilege. Thank you.
Now I'm going to cry. Okay, I'm going to stand up too.
Thank you so much. And now we're going to have the council come down. We want two sets of pictures. We want one of both the incoming and outgoing council, and then we want one of all the department heads and this council. So please, Gary Johnson is going to take the picture. Down. Well, I don't know. Let's see where he wants to put it. Yeah, that looks good.
It's going to make me cry.
Okay.
Council come up here, please?
Get the water.
New Council, all right. I'm the arts captain, so, you know.
Oh, all right.
First point when we need
it. Yeah, right.
Okay, do you have your nameplates? All right, well. It's been a great honor working with you. And it's never easy to say goodbye, but we're just going to say see you later, okay? So I have here certificates and appreciation to Councilmember Betty Winholz, who has served from 2002 to 2010. Thank you very much.
Hold it right there. Can you bring it back to the
side? Photo ops.
There we go. All right. There we go.
To Councilmember Rick Grantham, who served as councilmember from 2006 to 2010. See you around. Mayor, it's been wonderful, and we'll be seeing you at Fundraiser Follies. An appreciation to Mayor Janice Peters, who served on the City Council from 1996 to 2004, and then served as mayor from 2004 to 2010. It's been a journey. Thank you very much. All right, well. All right, I am going to now issue the oath of office. So if you would raise your right hand. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I and state your name. Officially, I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter. Congratulations. I do have certificates of election to present to Councilmember George League. And Councilmember Nancy Johnson. And certificate of election presented to Mayor Yates. You may now take your seats.
Is this my seat? Though?
Yeah, get over there.
Ma'am?
No, you're over here.
Mary Yates.
Thank you.
My wife is always thrilled when I come home with another plaque. She says, oh, another plaque. I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. Forget you, Susan. You guys are great. And I want to thank my family. My wife Lindsay's back there. Lindsay shows up the night I get sworn in, the night I go out. And you won't see her any other time. I'm very grateful for you coming down. My daughter Alicia's here, her friend Steven, our good friend Vanessa, my son Graham, and his friend Dustin, all in the back. And I, you know, you guys know I choke up really easy. Former city manager here used to make fun of me, called me the boohoo mayor. So I'm as bad as Janice. So I'm choked up already, and I haven't even started reading my speech. It's a very short speech. It's merciful. I also want to thank whoever's responsible for getting that clock up on the wall. It's noticed and appreciated. The clock's been missing up there for a couple of weeks. So I'm going to read this, and then we'll give the other guys a chance, and then we'll go party. It's a real pleasure and an honor to serve as Morro Bay's mayor yet again. Thank you, Morro Bay, for your vote of confidence in me. I'll work hard on your behalf to make Morro Bay a stronger city financially and a great city to live. It's time to heal from this past campaign. I hold no one in disdain, no one. My hands extended to everybody. some of the bitterness, you know, that we hear, and we've heard some of it tonight. You know, we're all human beings. We're all Morobay citizens. We're all neighbors. And there's not any reason why we can't get along and disagree agreeably. So my hand is out to everybody, and it remains out to everybody. To those of you who hold, you know, this council, me, in contempt, you know, I say we all want the same thing. We all want the same thing, to protect and maintain our fabulous quality of life here. We need to work together towards that goal. We can disagree on how to accomplish some of these things, but let's always treat each other respectfully because we are, as I just said, we're neighbors. Part of our quality of life is having professional public safety departments. If you have a heart attack, you want the paramedics in your house in 2 minutes. If you have a prowler on your property, you want the cops there in 2 minutes. You don't want them there in 20 minutes. You want them right now. You want and expect, you know, clean, safe water flowing from your taps, and you expect your wastewater to be disposed of safely and responsibly. You expect your streets to be smooth and safe. We hear that message loudly, and we will, I believe, make it a priority to improve those streets that are in the worst shape. And bravo to staff for what's happening now in North Morobay. This council will keep its collective eye on these issues and do our very best to maintain what we have and always strive for improvement. Morobay's primary financial engine is tourism. It is, along with your property taxes, what supports the city services we all enjoy. When business in town is good, money flows into City Hall to support the services I was just talking about. And all the other departments I haven't mentioned, recreation and parks and harbor, community services, City Hall. When business isn't so good, though, less money flows and the city services suffer. We've seen this happen recently. The city organization is, at this point, stretched thin, and we can't allow our services to degrade any further. You've elected a pro-business. I'm there for my fellow citizen. It's time to turn Morobay on. That's what we're about here. This council is, I believe, aligned to do exactly that. We intend to get things accomplished. We're going to shift this city council into high gear. If any of you ever need me, I'm available for you. My number's in the book and on the city website. Well, it might not be on the city website yet, but it will be. I don't screen my calls. I answer my phone. If you need me, just call me. It's my job. Next Monday's meeting, we'll talk about our agendas. There's no secrets. There won't be any surprises. It's all been talked about during the campaigns. Council, all of you, I'm looking forward to working with you. I know you all pretty well. I have a lot of respect for everybody. Quick little aside, when Kathy ran, and there were those in town who said, oh, Kathy's going to be a Yates puppet, and she's going to vote with me in our very, very first vote, we split. George and I, everybody knows George and I are friends, and we're pretty aligned, but we were talking about an issue about a week ago, and George looked at me and said, Bill, I don't agree with you. So I don't think this is going to be a 4-1 or a 5-0, or that we're not going to have discussion and debate up here, and that we're not going to split our votes. You're going to be surprised. I've never seen a 5-0 council in this town, or a 4-1 council for that matter. So we will have debate. We will talk things through. You will understand where we're coming from, and we'll take a vote. I wanted to mention also the passing of John Baker. I think Betty pretty much took care of his history. He was a great citizen. He was one of the first people I ran against in 1992, and was on one of my first councils, the Dale Riddell Council, who I think is in the room with us. He'll be missed, and our condolences go out to Donna and his family. And tomorrow, in his honor, we're going to fly the flags in the city at half-mast for the day in his honor. And finally, if you don't know about it, immediately following this, we're having a celebration at the Harbor Hut hosted by Troy and Heather League. Everybody is welcome. Everybody in town, if you're watching on TV, come on down. Free food. Come down and join us. Graham and his group are going to play some music, and there'll be the bars open, and we'd love everybody to join us. So thank you again, Morobay, and I look forward to the next 2 years leading this council, and I look forward to working with the four of you. And I guess I'll thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you so much. Who wants to go? Who shall I? Somebody say George. There we go. George doesn't have a prepared speech.
No, I never have a prepared speech. And Bill told me he was going to have a short one. God, can you imagine what it's going to be like if he has a long one? Anyway, I want to take this moment just to thank everybody that had the confidence to give me that voted for me. And I want to thank all the people that worked very hard in my campaign. And we're hearing a lot of things right now about this side, that side. You know, let's remember, we all love Morro Bay, you know, and we're all trying to get the best for it. This site's some beautiful places. And, God, I remember coming back and flying over Morro Bay and starting to land at San Luis Obispo, and I looked out there and says, this is the best place in the world right here. And we're going to make this better. I don't want to hear this, if we can, or maybe we will. It's, we are going to do it. We're going to get the uptown, or now we like to call it Old Town, connected with the Embarcadero. We're going to get these things done. Not if or whatever. So thank you again very much, and I'm going to look forward to working with these other folks on the council here, and really looking forward to working with you, the people of Morro Bay. Thank you again.
It's getting late, and I could keep this really short by just saying ditto, because I do agree with a lot of what George and Bill have said. That won't always be the case. You need to know that. As you may know from my years on the Planning Commission, I do have a mind of my own and opinions, which you will hear from time to time. But for this evening, oh, my husband thinks this is funny. He's laughing. I need to say some thank yous. First, I want to thank the people who talked me into doing this. It took a while. I want to thank especially my husband, who we kept a list of pros and cons about why maybe we should get into this. And then there were about four or five people, whom I won't mention tonight, who really encouraged me and kept me going and kept things going. And I truly appreciate every one of them. I also want to thank my family, who all contributed to my campaign, even my brother in Oregon, and my wonderful grandchildren who got out in Morro Bay with their little shirts that said, vote for Grandma. And, of course, those shirts were teal, you know. My kids, it was great to have them. All the people who had the confidence to vote for me, thank you. Those of you who were willing to put signs in your yard, thank you. And for every one of you who are sitting here tonight and those of you watching us on TV, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know we have a lot of work to do, and I know we can do it. We have a wonderful staff to work with. I, too, have been spending a great deal of time in the last few weeks talking to staff members and finding out how things work and what's going on. So I know, we're ready to start next Monday night and actually start getting some things done in this city. So please join us Monday night at 6 o'clock. We'll have our first new council meeting. Thank you very much.
Sure. I'll keep it even shorter. Congratulations to you all. I look forward to working with you. Everything I think that's been stated and reiterated are the things we have to work towards. It has been very challenging times the last few years. I think Noah and I both knew that when we ran, that they would be difficult years financially just based on our economy and the nation, the state, and
build on the community involvement. I think that the last 2 years has really helped elevate with the help of our staff and some of the other developments like notification and so on. And, of course, all of you are such key players in this that we need to do everything we can to be accessible, and I think we will. And I hope you even ramp it up even more as far as your involvement, which has been amazing to this point. And I'm always available for you if you make a call. an email or just stop me on the street. You guys have the ideas about what's going to make this town work and continue to improve. So I'm looking forward to the next 2 years.
And finally, I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge the council that has just stepped down, Rick and Janice and Betty. I think they're all great people. They worked hard on your behalf, on our behalf. Janice was a great mayor. Rick was a great councilman. Betty was a great councilwoman, too. And I wish them all the very best. Thank you for your service to the community. And with that said, we're adjourned.